Class of 1966, it is a privilege to salute you. In total number, 245, you represent a 21% increase over the class we honored here 1 year ago. Predictably, your successors, the class of 1970, may well be twice as many. Of today's 161 baccalaureate candidates, the youngest among you is 21, the eldest is 63. 9 are post 50, but nearly 3 out of 4 of the class of 1966 are under 30. Battle born. Bomb born. World War II. D-Day. Battle of the Bulge. Alamogordo. Hiroshima. Suez. Korea. Sputnik. Berlin Airlift. Cuba. Dallas. Vietnam. Your generation seems crisis prone. Yet in no sense is there an adolescent among you. Certainly not a career malcontent. Not one graduating senior here who parades a perpetual adolescent rebelliousness. Remarkable. Out of the tumult of your time, when even on occasion, at least in Alaska, the earth was feverish and did shake, one would have expected a different product. Restless? Yes, but quietly confident, with a self-assurance born of tasks accepted and accomplished, performed in association with the faculty of growing distinction, competent, inquiring, and accessible. A healthy discontent with the way things are as you have found them? Surely. And a determination self-imposed to use new ways to right old wrongs. Apathetic? Belligerent? Not at all. Rather, a thoughtful seeking out of exciting place to try. Scornful? No. But somewhat amused by the futile attempts to understand you made by parents, the public, self-appointed and self-anointed opinion makers, published and unpublished, and by university presidents. That if each of you is honest in accepting the fact that you do not know yourself is indeed refreshing. Off the record, those of us with twice your years and more are still learning our letters at the very beginning of the three fundamental lessons. Know thyself, control thyself, deny thyself. Now, we don't admit such backwardness. We practice self-deception by not wearing beards and by non-involvement with petitions, placards, and parades and protest. Besides, it 50 below zero, the blood is too thin to enjoy happenings. On campus this year, the class of 1966, in concert with others yet to graduate, has accepted the obligations of self-government in a manner that might well be studied as a model for behavior and achievement for the common good by more august governing bodies. Proudly, the University of Alaska commends you both for what you have done and what you have chosen to refrain from doing. Personally, I hope, and all Alaska hopes with me, that you will choose to stay north where the action is. Here the sled dogs and the superjets to be, the musk ox and satellite stations, king salmon, king crab, oil for the mobility of man, and myriad miles of virgin birch. North, where the action is. and all to do. All to do. And we are few. Best of luck.
The response for the class of 1966 was made by Gail Crowell Jokiel.
President Wood, members of the board, members of the Board of Regents, distinguished guests, members of the faculty and the staff, ladies and gentlemen. Each spring, a new graduating class is reminded of its accomplishments. Each spring, a new group of graduates is made aware of its responsibilities. As we terminate our studies at the University of Alaska this spring, we look ahead to our greatest challenge, the future. Many of us have definite plans for the future. For others of us, the future is still uncertain. For all of us, it stretches ahead, bright and inviting, full of the crises and triumphs which make up life. It is in the future that we expect to reap the reward of our college education. It has been our choice to prepare ourselves for the future by completing our college education. We have felt that education was the path to our goals. And in these years of study and preparation, we have built the groundwork of our careers. They have been years of fun and frustrations, of hard work and the satisfaction of accomplishment. As we receive our degrees today, we are aware that we are not alone in this achievement. There are many people we wish to thank for their help. These individuals are, of course, different for every graduate and far too numerous to acknowledge personally here. But as a class, we wish to express our appreciation to all those who have given their time and consideration in helping us achieve this goal. We realize that the achievement of our baccalaureate degree is but one of the first of many accomplishments which will be expected of us. Some of us will go on to graduate study. Others will begin the career for which they have prepared. All of us will leave today satisfied in the knowledge that our college education has enriched our lives. The class of 1966 would like to thank the University of Alaska for this opportunity to prepare ourselves for the future.
Friends of the University, we come now to that part of our commencement proceedings when we are honored to do honor to our distinguished guests. It has been said that a really great person is known by three signs: generosity in design, humanity in the execution, and moderation in success. Our honored guests are truly great individuals, for they do reflect this generosity, humanness, and moderation. Their origin, interests, and accomplishments are varied and widespread. Yet they each touch in some meaningful way the daily lives of all Alaskans. One reaches us through the skies. One through our senses, one through science and stories, and one through the many halls of our sister universities. Our first candidate is truly a beloved Alaskan. At the mention of her name, all of a sudden our hearts sing. It is said that music is a thing of the soul, which dignifies the activities of mankind, certainly through the inspirational leadership in the creative and performing art of music, our candidate has dignified the activities of Alaskans. While pursuing a successful career as a teacher of music in Anchorage schools, she broadened her service by greater endeavors to her community and state. From 1952 to 1959, she was extremely active as director of that splendid musical group, the Anchorage Community Chorus. And from 1956 to 1962, she was executive director of the event we all look forward to each summer, the Alaska Festival of Music, in the course of which she brought to us that great choral director, Robert Shaw. She was founder and secretary of the International Festival Association. She served the people of her state in many activities, but always spending her every effort to enrich our cultural development. Her contributions have been recognized both in Alaska and outside of our state. She was rightfully named First Lady of Anchorage in 1955 and received the coveted recognition award of the National Federation of Music Clubs in 1963. Never believing that her efforts for Alaska have been sufficient, she accepted the governor of Alaska's appointment to the Alaska Centennial Advisory Committee on which she is now serving. Mr. Marshall, will you please present Mrs. Hale? Mary Helen Hale, distinguished musician, teacher, and leader in fine arts. By your professional skill and by your energetic, yet warm and generous nature, you have nourished the creative spirit of Alaskans and have brought us a good life through the sound of music. So now, by virtue of the authority vested in me as president of the Board of Regents of the University of Alaska, I confer upon you the honorary degree of Doctor of Fine Arts with all the rights, privileges, and honors pertaining thereto. Our next candidate for honors has helped Alaskans to know and to more fully appreciate the natural treasures of our land. As early as 1915, his long association with our state began. When but a youth, fresh from his college studies, he led an expedition to the territory for the collection of natural history specimens. From that year onward, he returned to Alaska to mine, to explore, to study, to research, and to record and interpret his findings. The life of Alaska's brown bear and other game are recorded in his films. As the leader of the Stoll McCracken expedition for the American Museum of Natural History, he contributed greatly to the archaeological knowledge of the Aleutian Islands through his discoveries. With his keenness of mind and skill with pen, he recorded his findings in more than 28 books and countless articles, all of them adding to new knowledge of our North Country. He is presently director of the Buffalo Bill Historical Center and of the Whitney Museum of Western Art at Cody, Wyoming. His devotion to science and discovery has been honored by many groups, and we enthusiastically join his legion of admirers to add our recognition of his accomplishments and welcome him home to Alaska. Mr. Marshall, will you please present Mr. McCracken. Harold McCracken, renowned author, explorer, and dedicated friend of Alaska. By your energy of body, spirit of adventure, and skill with the written word, you have given to us and to the world a lively appreciation of our natural bounties. So now, by virtue of the authority vested in me as president of the University of Alaska, I, president of the Board of Regents of the university, I confer upon you the honorary degree of Doctor of Letters with all the rights, privileges, and honors pertaining thereto. Best wishes. Our next distinguished candidate has been a pathfinder of the skies. His visions and his accomplishments have been boundless. And although he is renowned for his developments of a worldwide network of air transportation, we people of Alaska are most fortunate that for many years our frontier land has had the benefit of his interest, his industry, and above all, his friendship. Although born and educated in the eastern part of our states, he early became a fellow Alaskan. With Colonel Ben Ileson and Sir Hubert Wilkins, he made a survey of the territory and foresaw the strategic position of Alaska in going north, not only where the action is, but towards the Orient. His business enterprise as president and later chairman of Pan American World Airways has made him well known in many countries of the world. But it is his sincere interest in people that has won him honor and acclaim by many groups and in many countries. He has distinguished himself among the aviation giants by a simple concept of making air transport available to all in economy and comfort. He has been a one-man State Department for our country, for he has brought peoples of the earth closer together. Mr. Marshall, will you please present Mr. Tripp? Juan Terry Tripp, distinguished pioneer aviator, international transportation leader, humanitarian. By your unlimited horizon, you have helped remove the barriers for human vision and movement throughout the world. Now, by virtue of the authority vested in me as president of the Board of Regents of the University of Alaska, I confer upon you the honorary degree of Doctor of Laws, and with all the rights, privileges, and honors pertaining thereto. Our last distinguished candidate personifies the modern man, for his accomplishments cover a wide space of contemporary interests, education, science, and industry. In each of his endeavors, he has given vital leadership and made significant contributions. At heart a teacher, his career in education started as a classroom instructor, and for the next 20 years, his ability as a distinguished teacher, philosopher, and school administrator was shared by students and faculties of the University of Chicago and Stanford University. These talents were fortunately recognized in the service of his country. During World War II, his endeavors centered around the atomic bomb project as he served as chief administrative officer of the metallurgical laboratory. 9 years ago, he was on this campus as the capacity of a consultant for our Air Force. His educational background was preparatory to the entering the oldest of the arts and the newest of the professions, the field of business. He did this in 1960 at the level of general manager of planning with Standard Oil Company of Indiana. A subsidiary company, Pan American Petroleum Company, is one of the major participants in the search for oil in our state. Happily, this exploration has proved successful, and with our twin attractions of university and oil development, we hope to see our friend a returning visitor to Alaska at frequent intervals. Mr. Marshall, will you please present Dr. Kim? Lawrence A. Kempton, distinguished teacher and scholar, administrator in education and business. By your dedicated leadership in the field of education and your endeavors as an informed industrialist, you have trained others and brought the search for truth into the practical service of mankind. So now, by virtue of the authority vested in me as president of the Board of Regents of the University of Alaska, I confer upon you the honorary degree of Doctor of Laws with all the rights, privileges, and honors pertaining thereto.
The 44th commencement exercises of the University of Alaska will close with the singing of Alaska's flag by the Choir of the North and the benediction by Reverend Edward E. Wolfe of the Hamilton Acres Baptist Church. Following the benediction, the audience will please be seated until the recessional of faculty and students is completed. Please rise for Alaska's flag.
Our gracious and loving Heavenly Father, these quiet moments we come to ask again thy blessings upon each one assembled here. We pray that as this graduating class shall go forth to become active in their chosen field, profession, and work, that thy spirit of wisdom shall rest and abide upon them. Their lives shall be a blessing to this world of which they are so vitally now a part. Bless this faculty of this university, that they shall be able in the days to come to continue to help those who come through the halls of learning to become productive and helpful citizens through the pursuit of knowledge. Bless every home and family represented here today. And we pray thy blessings upon our nation to the end that we shall recognize our role as a world leader. We ask this in thy name. And amen.